We are joined by Catherine Raskobnik, Vice President with Mercy, and also Victor Leandri, Executive Director of El Centro. First, Victor, congratulations on being the spotlight industry this year.
Thank you. We are super happy because of the recognition that we have. And actually, we are inviting the public to stop by El Centro today for our open house. So we're very excited that we're the agency spotlight this year.
And what comes with that, being in the spotlight?
Well, we get through the year, we get a lot of recognition in all their events, But it's also a sense of pride. You know, we work hard for our services and our quality of services, you know, and having an international fiesta like the quality of this festival here in Lorain County, recognizing our agency as the spotlight organization, you know, it's just pride for us. So I don't look for nothing else, just the pride that I know that my staff and the services that we are providing are reaching the community. But there's a lot of recognition through the week. We were in the breakfast and today and parade and everything else.
Order new T-shirts, did you?
And new T-shirts, exactly.
Nice orange T-shirts. How about that?
Today, yes.
And you know, we talk about the diversity in the international city, the international festival, but you see that in your agency too, right?
I see it, and when I look at the census, the last census, I don't know if people have noticed, but we know the Latino population is growing in the United States. It's not a doubt. But when you look at the census in Lorain County, the population went down, the Latino population went up. The general population went down, the Latino population went up. And when you look at the city, the general population went down and the Latino population went up. So the Latino population here in Lorain County is growing. It's growing. So it's a pride. It's a pride moment for us in regards to the services that El Centro provide.
Well, when communities or organizations look to serve those communities, it's a good time to get a partnership. And I guess that's what we're talking about this morning. Again, Catherine from Mercy, and I see your vice president, and it says mission integration.
Right, so mission. So Mercy has this beautiful mission that we extend the healing ministry of Jesus. And so our goal is to make sure that we care for our community. So like Victor said, the Hispanic and Latino community is growing so large in Lorain. We have to make sure that Mercy has resources to care for those folks. And that's our goal.
What would be considered some of those resources? What are the things you'd have to put in place?
So what we find is that the interpretation services is just essential to make sure that our patients know we care for them, we understand, they need to understand what's happening to them. Their human dignity is so important. The sacredness of their life is critical. And so with El Centro, providing that interpreter service to allow our patients to understand, even though they speak a different language, us being able to reach out to them, to care, recognize their human dignity is truly important. So this partnership with El Centro is so exciting, so that we can go ahead and provide this interpretation for our patients so they feel cared for and someone can listen to them and understand their language, and we can communicate things in a way so they know what's happening to them and they know what's going on. It's so critical.
Does that occur at the time when someone enters into one of the facilities? Or do they say, I need help understanding? Or someone says, is there someone who can translate or help with this?
Exactly. What happens is we find out right away when there is a need. And if we find there's a disparity, we always make sure an interpreter is available. So at Mercy, we have what's called a blue styrofoam phone, but we believe that the in-face interpretation is the best. When someone can look into someone's eyes and they're interpreting for them, that level of trust is there. And they know that not only does El Centro care for the Hispanic and Latino community, but Mercy does too. And we want to make sure that we care for them and care for their needs.
It's tough sometimes, even a hospital understanding it in English, let alone if it's another language, to know what is happening, what needs to be done, what services are being provided.
Exactly. And when you're sick, it is so scary. And when you don't understand what's happening to you and people are coming in and poking and prodding you and they don't speak your language and they can't communicate, it is just such a beautiful extension of compassion for us to make sure that we provide that interpretation to care for our patients and their needs.
Is this brand new? Has it been going on for a long time?
We have provided interpretation, but what we found is that the need is growing so great. So when we looked around at our partnerships, you know, partnering with El Centro allows us to, you know, Victor, you have done such a phenomenal job with El Centro in providing that need to the Hispanic and Latino community. And so for us, it was very logical to reach out to El Centro. They do this already. And then the other exciting thing is, what can we do in addition to care for the health needs of our Hispanic and Latino community?
Yeah, that's exactly what El Centro do for, we're celebrating 40 years, and the majority of the 40 years, a normal day for us is taking most of our residents to doctor's appointment and doing interpretation for them, doing different through Lorain County. And in the past, we used to even go out of Lorain County, and we cut that because of funding. But it is being sure that our people understand their treatment and how to take their medication and everything else. It had nothing to do with our people not talking English. It's just that at that moment in the office, there's some people when your English is not your first language and you're not comfortable, there's some terminology that you will not even understand. And when you put the emotion and your illness and everything else on top of that, you know, myself, like you're saying, I consider myself bilingual. My English is my second language. But when I go to the doctor, I don't know you, but there's some times that I get out of that office thinking, like, what just happened here? I'm missing something. I'm missing some step on my treatment. Or what do I need to do because of the emotion and the scare part of being in an office, a doctor office? So I'm a good example of that. When I first came from Puerto Rico, it took me like 4 years to get my family doctor because I was so scared that I couldn't really express the symptoms with the level of English that I have. I was afraid that I would not be able to express my symptoms well to be diagnosed well. So it took me like 4 years. And actually, I just find out my doctor is from Mercy, and I will not change this guy. And he's not bilingual, but I tell you what, he's so cultural diverse that made me feel so welcome and so relaxed that he's been my doctor for 20-something years. But sometimes people think it's because people don't want to learn English. It's really not the case. When we talk about interpretation, it's from both sides. It's for the doctor to be sure that the other end is understanding, you know, the process and the treatment and everything else. And from the client side, you know, to give them that comfort level and know that somebody will interpret in their language.
Well, I was going to say, because one of the things that seems to be, it's when it's a parent taking a child in, especially, yeah. And if you have maybe somebody who's a second generation American who's coming in, you know, and the parent needs to understand the child. Mostly, usually when they go to a doctor, they're not the ones who really understand, but it's yeah. The parent knows they're comfortable being in that situation, so you can help in that regard.
Absolutely, too. And we see a lot of that. Sometimes the child talk English, but it's not the best practice also to use the child. You know, you're putting the child in the role of an adult, and right there you're changing the whole dynamic of the family when you're giving the power to the child to be the one telling the parents what is happening with their treatment. Right. And the child might choose or not choose to say something or not to say something, so yeah. That's not the best.
No shots, exactly. There will be no shots
exactly.
Going on.
So that might not be the best, but I know with this partnership, that's what we're trying to do, to provide the best treatment. And like I said, we've been doing it. So now the partnership makes so much sense. I mean, it's a local hospital. So I'm so excited. I'm really thrilled. I don't know. I have even goosebumps. It just makes sense.
Victor, how did you round up the volunteers or people, your team to do this?
Yeah, we have a whole team we call Adult Support Services. It's not big enough but we're gonna start with this team. We have four social workers that is like the gate of the agency. We call this department Adult Support Services, and this is the team that when any Latino come to our agency, they receive an assessment from this team, and they're the one that refer out and be sure that this family get the services in the community, whether it's health related, whether it's housing related, whether it's welfare related. They connect people, they link, refer, and they're the one that most of the time go out and do interpretation for school, for hospital, for doctor. So this is the team that we're gonna put together. Plus, like Catherine was saying, they already were providing the services, so some of the interpreters that they were using are coming and becoming part of the team now. So the team is getting bigger. So we have a system in place. We just started on Monday, and it's working fantastic the last 2 days. So we have a system in place where people are on call each day. There's different people assigning that team, so they know what day they're on call, and they're just waiting for those calls and start driving to the doctor's office and providing the interpretation. So
many times with a doctor's visit, I mean, there's a lot of private information on here, so obviously there has to be some confidentiality and authorized people who are able to discuss very personal situations
Most definitely. And the foundation, anytime we have anything going on with people's health care, there is a HIPAA law mm-hmm. that's in place. And Victor and his team have already gone through the training mm-hmm. for our confidentiality and privacy. So they understand anything that they're hearing is confidential and private. It cannot go outside those walls. So anyone who uses that service can trust that anything that is heard will stay right there, and we'll make sure we respect their human dignity with that.
Yeah. And on top of that, this is something that I think separate El Centro from other nonprofits. My background is clinical. I'm a mental health counselor. That's what I did for like 12 years. So I know the importance of confidentiality. So since I've been in El Centro, you know, that's one of my biggest things to implement that I know confidentiality is a big issue. So all my staff, I try to run El Centro like any other private business. You know, like confidentiality is our first goal. You know, it's like it's just right for the client. So
right. Yeah. Feeling comfortable, having that trust. Mm-hmm. I mean, that works exactly across the board on any different type of situation. Mm-hmm. If people want to find out more about this, or maybe somebody thinks this is something that they would like to even pursue as some kind of a volunteer occupation like that, what's a good way for them to get in touch with somebody about this?
Well, they can always call El Centro. Call El Centro at 440-277-8235. They can also look on in our website, Lorena El Centro, and get the information for our contact and call and ask for me, Victor Leandri, or they can ask for my assistant, Manny Pedraza. Or even the receptionists are already, everybody in El Centro is so already aware of this collaboration that everybody that answers that phone will direct the person to the right person.
And I'm sure all the physicians and the doctors are very well that this extra person that's in the room is there for a purpose, and it's really
a definitely function
of what
and
happens.
They know that this is our goal. We have to provide this care. People need to know what's going on with them, and that interpretation is critical. And if we ever have a patient at Mercy or is at one of our physician practices and they need an interpreter, they just ask for it. We can schedule it in advance. Mm-hmm. Or if we have an emergency situation that comes up, sometimes it does, then we have a contract with them that they'll be there within 30 minutes to make sure that we can interpret and help our patients. That's the most important.
Right. And of course, with any kind of medical issue, timing is a lot of importance. Yes. In many different things too. Our guest today, Catherine Raskobnik, Vice President with Mercy, and also Victor Leandri, Executive Director of El Centro. Thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate to give us new information on some great services being offered and the nice collaboration that's going on. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You.